Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. God bless you. This is Bishop Barron. I want to thank you so, so much for releasing the miracle dollars or more. Listen, friend, by now you should have already received the powerful success workbook that I sent you. I need you to follow the instructions. I need you to begin to work on the book. It's imperative. It's key that you begin to start your assignments and follow my instructions that I've given you in my book. This is the beginning stage. This is the beginning steps of a transformational change in your finances. This is the beginning of new breakthroughs that you will begin to cause to manifest in your life. Your persistence, your diligence is key. Do you not know that many people fail in their life because they don't move into diligence? They're not focused? A lack of focus will open up the door to poverty. By now, you should have already again received your ebook. Perhaps you've already received your email, your prophecy from the company of prophets. If you haven't as of yet, keep an eye on your inbox. It's on its way. Now prepare yourself, prepare your heart for the word of the Lord from myself and my wife, Prophetess Michelle.
Thank you, woman of God. Thank you, Sister Lola, for the miracle seed. By now you should have, as I've already stated, received your ebook. Study it. I'll be keeping you up to date in regards to any kind of calls that we're going to be doing concerning the book, because I feel miraculous things opening up for thee. I feel some very favorable things opening up for thee that is going to bless thee. I feel that God is going to touch thy body. He's going to touch thy heart. He's going to touch thine soul. The Lord said this is a season and this is an hour where he says you must guard your health. Keep an eye on even blood pressure or things of that nature. For the Spirit of the Lord says unto thee, woman of God, that you must watch your footings and watch the places that you go. Stay away and watch how you handle sharp instruments or things surrounding fires or things of that nature. Because the enemy wants to try to bring mishaps by breaking your focus. Accidents he wants to bring. So if you're driving, be more sensitive and be more aware as you're driving and as you're going about. Now, this is a great season where God's going to begin to give you a new level of energy, a new level of endurance, and a new degree of determination. And you're going to begin to find that you're going to have the power to stand up amongst those who shall come up, try to come up against thee. For this is an hour and this is a season where the Lord will say unto thee that you're going to have success in legal matters. It's a season and a time you're going to have a tremendous amount of money. I see money coming into your hands. You're going to begin to see that the Lord says, I'm going to touch thee in different areas of your life, and you're going to know that it is the Lord that has done this thing. So prepare for a season of blessings. Prepare, because God said, I'm touching the home and I'm touching the family, and you're going to begin to see that the family environment is about to change. That which has been unsettling is about to begin to shift and begin to change. For the Lord says, I'm putting everything into its proper place, and you will see and you will know that I am the Lord, for I'm healing family, and I'm bringing you into a time where I'm going to touch your heart in a brand new way, and yea, even some things concerning real estate, I am going to touch that as well too. Woman of God, this is your hour and this is your season of a mighty, mighty, mighty breakthrough. Get thyself ready for this season of a blessing. Get thyself ready, because God says money and finances are on their way. All that you do, make sure that is done according to my will and my purpose. A grandchild, God said, I'm going to bless. Education is already paid for. Now listen to the word from Prophetess Michelle.
God bless you, Sister Lola. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, firm foundation. Father God says he's solidifying some things. And I hear Father God saying stability is your portion. Sister Lola, I hear Father God saying, let not your heart be troubled, nor be dismayed. For Father God said this is the season where he's bringing all things together for your good. I hear Father God saying this is the season. I hear Father God saying that this is the season where you may have I don't know. I feel like you had you're tending to someone in the home. But Father God said, don't worry. For Father God said, this is the season where not only does he have your back, he's going to give you peaceful rest. I hear Father God saying, peaceful rest is coming to you, woman of God. I do hear Father God saying, there's going to be favor on the domestic front of thy home. I do hear Father God saying, this is the season just to be mindful of your words. For Father God says, don't allow anyone to allow you manipulate you into an argument or anything of confusion. For Father God says he's brightening up the day. This is a day of a brightening of a day. So I just hear Father God saying justice. Anything pertaining to legal matters or attorneys, Father God is saying justice. I do hear Father God say you're going to be doing a lot of writing in this season. I hear Father God saying if you had planned to write a book or publish a book, Father God says this is the season for publishing. I hear Father God saying, speak and be heard, and laughter returning to your heart as well as your home. Also hear Father God saying, you're going to be experiencing levels of revelation at another level. So just prepare, keep a journal or a pocket recorder with you. Also hear Father God saying that from now, from right now to the first or second week of September, Father God says there's some things you're going to be dealing with family. So Father God said apply to see the patience, knowing that this is the season that he has ordained. Even going into the month of September, God says he's going to begin to cause some things to take place that are going to bless you and the family. Father God says if you're dealing with anything in reference to compensation from work, God says all is well. Father God says this is the season to ask for a raise in September. If there's anything overdue concerning money, God says raise. So God says just know that he's already heard your cry. And Father God says he's right there with you. He's dealing with the things concerning home. Father God says just pay attention to the things of home in this season. But Father God says as you deal with them now, they won't come back up. And I hear Father God saying there's favor in the area of home and family and even your personal life. And I hear Father God saying favor in the area of real estate and land. Father God says even as we go into September, God says just deal with loved ones in patience and kindness, love and kindness. For Father God says this is a season where even your loved ones or your friends maybe having a difficult time, but God says, peace be still. God says, just let them know that you're there for them and that you love them. I also just hear Father God saying in this season, don't make any hasty choices. Don't make any life-changing decisions at this time. For Father God says, just know that he is working the things out concerning you. And I hear Father God says you might lack some of the vital truths or some of the vital facts concerning some of the things that you are moving toward. So just apply to see the patience in this season and don't make any hasty choices. And that is the word of the Lord.